Green is brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, time for Being Green, our focus on the environment. And we say a very cheery, not particularly a warm, because it's quite a cool winter's day, but a cheery welcome to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Hiya, Mark.
All good?
Good, good. Well, I don't know whether you've noticed that there's a lot of attention now on ocean pollution, plastics. I mean, we've known about it for a long time, but now suddenly governments are taking note and sitting up, and even prime ministers are making statements. It's a bit late, but maybe we'll get it right. I don't know. But this is a remarkable and rather different story that I came across, which I'd like to alert you to. We all know about these great accumulations of plastic waste in the sea, the biggest of which is usually dubbed the Great Pacific Ocean Garbage Patch, officially called GIAS. These marine plastic accumulations are being investigated from various angles by various agencies, civil, official, etc. This year has seen a pronounced uptick of concern from governments, as I said, and marine authorities who suddenly realize the threat is very real. The plastic objects break up with time and are attacked by the mineral salts in the ocean, but the plastic molecules do not go away. And so there's an ever-increasing volume of microfibers and particles which float or sink as sediment. As well as potentially releasing toxins, plastics are incredibly absorbent and act as sponges for other harmful chemicals floating in the ocean. Seagoing animals mistake these microplastics for food and eat them, absorbing the contaminants. We've all seen terrible pictures on the blue ocean, for instance, and examples of animals really suffering as a result of contaminants and getting stuck in the plastic. Biochemists call these molecules persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, and there's even an international convention on POPs, the Stockholm Convention of 2001, which has helped a bit, but not a lot. Because they don't ultimately break down, these chemicals become concentrated in the bodies of the creatures. They're magnified as they move up the food chain. So a predator such as tuna will contain much higher concentrations than something like a shrimp or small fish. Ultimately, we eat the bigger animals, and so we are exposed to the chemicals as well. One of the aspects of POPs which is alarming is that many of them are endocrine disruptors. That is, they mess with your hormones. And that could be significant for developing embryos in pregnant females, including, of course, human females. Emily Penn is a British activist and campaigner. She's also an experienced yacht skipper. When she planned to tackle these plastic pollution horrors, she decided to have blood tests to see if these endocrine disruptors are present in her body. And indeed, they are.
These chemicals, they're endocrine disruptors. They mimic hormones and stop those important chemical messages. So for us women, this is a big deal. They affect pregnancy, and we can also pass them on to our children during childbirth and breastfeeding. So with such a women-focused issue, I really wanted to take this on.
And that's what she did. Emily Penn there talking to a BBC reporter. She got organized and has set out with an all-female crew to investigate the Great Pacific Garbage Patch on a 22-meter research yacht, the Sea Dragon. Called the Expedition North Pacific, with two capital X's, Expedition North Pacific, they left Hawaii on Tuesday and will be sailing more than 3,000 nautical miles across to Vancouver and Seattle, right through the area of the Great Pacific Plastic Garbage Patch. All sorts of observations will be made and data and pollution samples collected and the results shared with universities and environmental NGOs. You can find out more about the expedition and the stats on ocean plastic on Emily's website. That's www.emilypenn.co.uk. Go for it, Emily.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax, above the crowd.